The silent majority needs a voice. The good news is Gruber is ready to go. Here's Steve.
It must be from the Beto O'Rourke campaign stop. Sounds like something Beto would say. Legalized cocaine. Good idea, Beto. Robert Francis O'Rourke advocating the legalization of cocaine. And also he wants to make sure that, you know, the woman has a choice as to whether or not her child that's born alive, a live birth, whether or not that child gets medical treatment. That's up to mom. It's about her body, not the kid that's over there crying and gasping for breath. Here's something you need to know, because it hasn't been in the headlines for a while, but this is a big deal. First of all, the Pentagon has identified $1 billion to build at least 28 miles of border wall. And that's on its way, part of the president's declared emergency at the southern border. So hallelujah, more wall money is on its way in, $1 billion from the Pentagon. That will grow. And it has to. The number of people coming across the border is at an all-time high. This is Axios report that I glanced at here. Weekly Southwest U.S. border apprehensions and inadmissibles. 23,000 a week. It's unprecedented. Here in mid-March of 2019, the number greater than 23,000 weekly. In 2018, that number was about 10,000. And in 2015, it was about 3,800. So 3,800 a week being arrested at the southern border in 2015. Fast forward to 2019, that number is 23,000 plus, 23,103 last week. Talk about breathtaking. It's continuing to climb to unprecedented levels. And why does it matter? Because the surge has been driven by an influx of migrant families and unaccompanied minors. That, according to a DHS official. Here's a quote. At the moment, we have the closest thing to an open border that we've ever had, said Leon Fresco, an immigration attorney and member of the Homeland Security Advisory Committee formed by DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen several months ago. Detention centers overcrowded. Immigration officials often not able to deport immigrants as quickly through expedited removal procedures. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, that's right, ICE, and Customs and Border Protection have begun releasing migrant families into the U.S. almost immediately instead of holding them in detention. Mark Morgan, former chief of Customs and Border Protection under President Obama, told Axios that he said it could create an additional incentive for migrants because there's no place to put them. The big picture is this. The latest data comes at a time when the Trump administration is trying to make the case that there is a true emergency at the border. Clearly there is. In the face of skepticism in Congress, fueled by the dishonest media, the discredited media, including the Collusion News Network, better known as CNN, or NBC, nothing but collusion. Well, they've wasted your time for 2 years on all of this. The border has become open. As close to an open border as we've ever had. That, again, according to Leon Fresco, an immigration attorney working for the DHS at the border. It also comes during reports of Mexican smugglers using buses for quicker, safer transportation of Guatemalan migrants. Central Americans continue to gather in large groups for the long voyage to the border, and there's another caravan coming too, we're told. So this is going on while your mainstream media and the Collusion News Network are covering Russia, 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 and nothing else. Bob Mueller, by the way, told the Justice Department 3 weeks ago that he would not be reaching a conclusion on whether or not Trump obstructed justice. So one of the things that the fake news media, the Collusion News Network, and others are focusing on is, well, how could he arrive at this conclusion in just 48 hours? Well, because he didn't have 48 hours. He had 3 weeks. He knew it was coming. For 3 weeks, he had information to sift through in some part, in some fashion. Mueller's office deliberated with the Justice Department about issuing a subpoena for Trump to be interviewed, but ultimately decided that a subpoena could not be pursued based on the evidence and merits of the issues because there was nothing there. Current department policy also dictates that a sitting president cannot be indicted, so it didn't really matter. There was nothing indictable there. That was the final conclusion, the final outcome. But where is the story here? There was something on the order of 500,000 stories written online. Here it is. The social media spread. Since May of 2017, this is a quick note from Axios. Since May of 2017, 533,074 web articles published about Russia and Trump Mueller, generating 245 million interactions, including likes, comments, shares, Twitter, Facebook, and all of that. That comes from an analytics company called NewsWhip. And then, of course, on top of all that, the amount of coverage dedicated by the Collusion News Network and the Nothing But Collusion Network and all the rest. Just think, 500,000 articles in less than 2 years. In the last 22 months, 533. Of course, that number is much larger today because in the aftermath of the Mueller report being completed, of course, a flurry of more stories, including a couple of my own. I contributed to that number, not because I was buying into the nonsense, because I was trying to sort through it and find out what the truth really was. Yeah, they've been selling you something for a long time. Where I come from, we call that snake oil. 52 after. Good to have you along for the conversation. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Tuesday.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.